Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. You want to talk to us? You can do that. It's on Twitter. It's at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. We don't take calls, but we do take tweets. That's cooler anyway, right? Thanks so much for being with us. With us in studio, he was one of our very first interviews. We have to go back. We started this show August 26th, 2013. And my son Aaron and I went down to Cumming to get our first out-of-studio interview. And I think maybe it was the second out-of-office interview. The first one was with Namaste, an Indian grocer here in the metro. And then we went down to talk to the guys at Iowa Distilling. And it was so fun because it's always fun when you're going to a distillery to talk about the backside of a business like this that's really taken off. And with us in studio is the primary from Iowa Distilling in Cumming, Iowa, Todd Dunkel. Welcome back to the News Hour, Todd. Good to see you again.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
You know, this is it's always fun. You're in such a fun business.
Yeah, definitely.
Is it loaded? Is it fraught with some concern sometimes, though?
Yeah, we've always got federal regulations to deal with. We've always got safety to deal with. And,
sure.
And, of course, licensing, distribution, things like that. There's always a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah, and any time that you're making a consumable that can have a fickle nature among consumers, I mean, I don't know, you go to a grocery store these days or any of the liquor stores, the finer liquor stores, and you'll see bottle after bottle after bottle after bottle of bourbon or vodka or whatever it have, a rum, whatever it happens to be. And getting a piece of that action or getting consumers to notice you, that's got to be crazy.
Yeah, getting your place on a shelf that's already packed and is being filled with new products every day is definitely a big hurdle. You have to be creative. You know, we have to keep chipping away at our marketing strategies, our networking. You know, you mentioned things like, you know, social media and things like that. We need to make sure we're getting the word out about our products, talking to people about our products, and then getting it into their mouth, letting them taste it and try it and understand what, you know, these new things are that we're offering.
Well, this this cottage industry, if you will, of distilling is huge. I mean, there's a lot of folks trying to get into it, doing it as a hobby, but there's lots of federal regulations that go into this thing, too. You just can't do it and hope for the best. I guess you can. Can you create for your own consumption? Do you still have to have a license?
No. Federal law states that it's not like beer and wine where you can make some for personal consumption.
Ah.
You can't distill a drop without a federal permit. And a lot of the reasoning for that is the difference between what is in beer and wine versus when you take something like beer and wine and distill it and drastically concentrate some of the things that are produced through fermentation.
Sure.
You can produce some things that are very harmful to human beings.
Well, exactly. You know, and we've all heard stories about prohibition times when people were making some pretty rot gut stuff that really cause some health issues, health problems.
Yes, there's the saying, if I drink that, I might go blind.
Yeah.
That's a true statement.
Yeah.
There's a primary component that's harmful to people called methanol that is produced through fermentation of high pectin fruits, peaches, pears, things like that, especially through brandy. You produce less through grain. But if you don't know how to take that out of the product, if it doesn't actually harm someone fatally, it can attack their eye nerve and make them blind.
Wow. So there you go. The history of, if I drink that, I might go blind, or being blind drunk, as they say. So Iowa Distilling, how long have you been kicking around now?
We were licensed in March of 2012, so we're a little over, I think, a year or 2.5 years now.
Yeah, and this is your life, isn't it?
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah, this is, and I've been there, ladies and gentlemen. When you go to Iowa Distilling, and many of you have, because I see many of you down there whenever I'm there, and this is the guy that's in the back room, and he's messing around with the stills and all that other kind of stuff. That's not a cheap thing to get into either, is it? I mean, the hardware.
No, there's a lot of capital costs. We also just bought a property behind us. We're working through an expansion right now. So there's the cost of all the equipment. There's the cost of all the licensing to get into any other state. There's additional licenses for more distribution. So you're always trying to manage your expenses versus your income, and at the same time, you know, trying to put a strong foot forward for growth. And then you got to spend money, you know, to build a business. So you've always got an eye on the books.
Yeah. Todd Dunkel, ladies and gentlemen, he is Iowa Distilling Company based in Cumming, Iowa. And since we've talked, you've added employees, you know, you've added a couple of new things. I think the last time you were in, you were just about to come out with the Steel Drum Rum, but you've got two varieties of that that I didn't realize before.
Yes, we've got our original Steel Drum Rum, and then we have a new one we call Pure Cane Reserve. And the main difference there is they're both made the same way, aged the same way in oak barrels, but the Pure Cane Reserve uses a Caribbean trick of the trade, which almost all rums you buy at the store have a little bit of the original cane sugar of some sort put back into the final product, makes it a little bit sweeter, kind of makes it a typical Caribbean style rum. So that's what we did in the Pure Cane Reserve.
And when we talk about typical Caribbean style rum, you're going to have to educate all of us here a little bit. What's the difference between Steel Drum Rum and Steel Drum Rum Caribbean?
Well, they're both a Caribbean style rum. The biggest difference, though, between ours and actual, you know, Caribbean style rums is most rums are aged in used bourbon barrels. We make bourbon, but it's not available yet. Someday down the road when we do have our own used bourbon barrels, we'll come out with a rum that's aged in those. For now, our rum is aged in an unused American white oak barrel. That's how you age a bourbon. So it's actually aged like a bourbon, but made to be a rum.
Now, is that something to do with, because there are coloring differences too with the two products, aren't there?
They should be about the same. Okay. The Pure Cane Reserve may be a little bit darker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From some molasses or original sugar put back in.
Interesting. Todd Dunkel from Iowa Distilling. I'm fascinated with this industry. I think it's really cool. But the thing that I want to spend some time about is this Ozone Vodka that you guys have cooked up. Vastly different than rum and whiskey or bourbon.
Yep.
Because you don't age it.
Correct. This is a totally unaged product, and it's absolutely different than bourbon or rum type products. Vodka is distilled above 190 proof, so it can be made out of just about anything. Mm. Ours is made out of corn. The original inputs were corn before as it was distilled. The biggest difference, though, between any other product in the market and ours is the ozonation. What we did is we worked with professor from Iowa State University who designed a method to push ozone through the vodka to actually change the chemical structure of the impurities that hold themselves in the vodka. So we could then do multiple stage filterings after we ozonate it to pull out the impurities. So we've done a lot of laboratory testing proving that we're getting those impurities out and the vodka is essentially impurity free.
So, and that's important. That's one of the marketing things that you're doing. I see on the back of one of the, what are they called? The
shelf talkers.
Shelf talkers. Neckers. Yeah. The neckers. Yeah. It's a piece of paper that's necked onto the top of the bottle and it's got all these impurity levels that are there relative to vodka. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that vodka was sometimes that impure.
Yeah, we took about the 20 top vodkas you see in the market, took them to a lab, did what's called gas chromatograph analysis on them, showing the impurities that are in those vodkas to also then show in the light that ours is impurity free.
So when we're talking about impurities in vodka, what's the downside? What's the good side? What's the good news, bad news? What do the impurities do? Do they affect the taste? Do they affect the after effect or what?
They produce off tastes and typically odors that you'll find in different products. The most noticeable typically is the odors. But when you consume the product, especially in its raw form, the tastes will be a little bit different. And the impurities, there's a lot of research over the past 10, 20 years out there that shows consumption of a lot of these impurities can cause things, as you describe, as a hangover.
Oh, okay. So you want to be as pure as possible. Now, along with the ozone infusion or ozone filtered, do you filter it as well?
Yeah, we do the ozonation of the vodka, and then we do about 8 stages of filtering. Mm-hmm. Those stages are a lot of the typical filtering that other vodkas go through, but the ozonation is the magic where we alter the vodka in such a way that we're able to pull out more impurities than normal conventional filtering.
Todd Dunkel, ladies and gentlemen, from the Iowa Distilling Company based in in Cumming, Iowa, in Warren County. So this is, you've got five products now? Is that, would that be correct? You've got the, run them off for me.
Prairie Fire Cinnamon Whiskey, two Steel Drum rums, bourbon will be on its way someday. Then we've got a Country Gal Moonshine, and then the Ingenious Vodka.
There you go. So I was right, five. I counted the bottles twice. So this, let's talk about marketing this stuff for just a second, because, you know, everybody, I mean, we've been seeing Bacardi rum commercials on TV where the guy is strolling through, you know, he says the Bacardi family's had all these incidences come up, and Maker's Mark has all these high-end commercials that they do. You guys over in Cumming, Iowa, don't have that kind of a budget. So how are you getting by? How are you marketing these products and getting retailers to say, what? Oh, another homegrown liquor?
Yep. One of our biggest efforts is getting people on the ground to get out, talk to the retailers, do tastings in Hy-Vees on you know, Friday afternoons and evenings and things like that, offer the products to consumers to try it. You know, the whole ability to have a tasting, you know, really helps people understand what it is and see, you know, if they would enjoy it.
Sure.
Social media is huge, a lot of Facebook, Twitter, things like that. And of course, our distillery. Our distillery is right off I-35, and they're putting in a great new 4-lane right to the front door of our distillery. Our tourism approach to our front door is becoming more and more every day.
Is that right?
And that really helps.
Yeah, you know, it's become a destination point. Cumming, I mean, who would have thought 10 years ago that Cumming, Iowa would have been a destination? But it's a destination during the bicycle season because all the bicyclists mm-hmm. that come there. And it's also a destination. Then that grew into your business. And not only, and I'm not just blowing smoke here, but it is just a cool building. I mean, it's an old building that you've retrofitted, and it's very cool inside. It's got a beautiful view of the fields in front of you. I mean, it couldn't be any more Iowan. And yeah, it does become kind of a destination point.
It's a fantastic location. You know, the bicyclists that come out on Tuesday nights all summer long are sometimes between 300, 400, 500 people on a Tuesday night. And we really embrace the bicyclists. We're a Bike Iowa sponsor. We sponsor a lot of events. There's one this weekend, a relay cross event. And, you know, 300, 400 people coming through the distillery every Tuesday night also helps us get the word out.
Yeah. And so people aren't blindsided about this, I have to say one other thing. This is not your original business, was it? Distilling?
No, I have a master's degree in computer science, and I still do write some software.
So that, I think, is the coolest thing about this. You know, here's this guy who's a geek who ends up being a very successful distiller out of Cumming, Iowa. Todd, thanks for spending some time with us. He did bring samples, and we'll have to do that off the air.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you very much. Todd Dunkel, ladies and gentlemen, he's one of our favorites. Yeah, we love it when people have a startup business and they do really well, and we get to visit with them and talk them up a little bit. Todd Dunkel, the company is called Iowa Distilling. You can find five different flavors out there that they make right here in Warren County. When we come back, we've got a quick marketing tip for you. Don't go anywhere. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour.
Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Todd Dunkel's still in the studio with us. He's just told us an amazing off-camera thing, and I think this is kind of fun. He had a Swiss television station run up into his business just the other day to ask. They were trying to find a young Iowan with a business that's going to talk a little bit about the political things going on here in the state of Iowa. That had to be kind of cool.
Yeah, it was a gentleman from Swiss TV and his cameraman, and they were looking for a young rural Iowa business owner, and they wanted to know what our thoughts were on the current, especially the Ernst and Braley Senate race.
Yeah, and it's so did he come with any preconceived notions, the camera guy, or the
he was
reporter?
He was very neutral.
Yeah,
you know, he really wanted to know what – what do we think about, you know, the Senate race and what's important in it to us as a business owner. But then he also talked about things like, you know, over the past 6 years, what are our thoughts on the current administration, decisions that have been made, and what are we looking for going forward?
I bet that was a real hit for you, because you said as well, your sister lives in Switzerland.
Yeah. My sister married a gentleman from Switzerland, and they have children, and it's great.
I have to tell you, the whole Swiss way of doing things and the whole Austrian way of doing things when it comes to elections, I think sometimes is far preferable to what we do. The candidates get an X amount of dollars, and then, you know, from the government, they say, go run. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not filled with all kinds of outside money and craziness. It is the silly season here in Iowa, and guess what? It doesn't stop after the first Tuesday in November. We get to ramp up the presidential time for 2016. Our thanks to Todd Dunkel for hanging around. He did bring his vodka with him, and for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, that would be our technical director, Dustin Halderson, Monica Murray, a technical director. Mark McDowell is the program director for 1350 KRNT. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business. Mary Sayer is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks, and for Todd Dunkel, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.